CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast is read by Sean, Golf 7 November Juliet X-ray, and transmitted on 145.525 MHz from the amateur radio station of Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Redland, Bristol. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 27th of August 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines: RSGB board co-option, RSGB 2023 convention, IARU Region 1 conference. RSGB board chair Stuart Bryant, Golf 3 Yankee Sierra X-ray, is pleased to announce that the board has co-opted Ben Lloyd, Golf Whiskey 4 Bravo Mike Lima, as a board director until the AGM in April 2024. Ben had a significant number of votes in the RSGB 2023 board elections. Ben brings a fresh perspective together with a very active life as a radio amateur in Wales. The Society hopes you will welcome Ben to his new role. The RSGB 2023 convention is just 7 weeks away, and the Society is delighted that AMSAT will be holding its colloquium during the event again. The RSGB's programme includes a fantastic range of expert speakers and amateur radio topics. You'll hear behind-the-scenes stories about the Rockall D-Expedition 2023 and the Bouvet 3 Yankee Zero Juliet D-Expedition. Cathy Clark, Golf 1 Golf Quebec Juliet, will share the history of Rainet and its importance in the modern world, and there are presentations on aircraft scatter, PCB building, plus working FM satellites on a budget. Following the exciting news that the UK will be the host for the World Radio Sport Team Championships in 2026, you'll hear from competitors and referees who took part in the 2022 championship and gain an insight into the preparations for the 2026 event. For the first time, the convention will also have a clear focus on outreach and practical activities, as the RSGB provides opportunities for individuals and clubs to have a go and be inspired to try new things in their local areas. These are just some of the many highlights, and the RSGB will be publishing full details in the October RADCOM. Keep an eye on rsgb.org/convention for more details over the next couple of weeks. Also, the RSGB is delighted to announce that Keith Hotchkiss, Golf Zero Foxtrot Echo Alpha, has been appointed as the RSGB's volunteer lecture coordinator for the 2023 convention. Keith will be working with General Manager and Convention Chair Steve Thomas, Mike 1 Alpha Charlie Bravo, and the rest of the convention team to create another fantastic event. IARU Region 1 will hold its next general conference from the 1st to the 4th of November 2023 in Zlatibor, Serbia. A wide range of papers and proposals are now available online, and the RSGB welcomes comments on these. Topics include general reports, organisational and budget proposals, the new HF band plan, VHF, UHF and SHF changes, and consideration of the WRC 23, the World Radio Communication Conference, which follows shortly afterwards. Other themes include strategic projects and progress, accommodating digital technologies, contests, EMC and other spectrum matters. Comments should be forwarded to the relevant HF, VHF or microwave spectrum manager by Thursday the 12th of October in order to allow time to finalise the RSGB position. You can find a link to the consultation via the rsgb.org/go/IARU consult. Have you replied to the Ofcom consultation about amateur radio yet? And have you read the article by Ofcom Director for Spectrum, David Willis, in the September edition of Radcom? In it, David says, "We fully recognise the contribution amateur radio has made to developing radio technologies over the years, including in the development of radar and LTE. We know how important amateur radio is as a hobby to those who are involved, and that it plays an important role in nurturing the next generation of radio engineers. This recognition of the importance of amateur radio skills for careers in engineering dovetails with the RSGB strategic priority to grow and develop amateur radio." You can read David's full article on the RSGB website and watch three RSGB presentations that give information and guidance about the Ofcom consultation. The Society encourages every radio amateur to submit their views about the consultation proposals. Go to rsgb.org/licensereview. A reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways On The Air event is taking place this weekend and will finish tomorrow, Monday the 28th. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Lots of stations are active, so why not give them a call? To find out more about the event, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, November Hotel Alpha Romeo Golf, .org.uk, and follow the By Water 2023 link. It has been announced this week that the UK will host the world's first summit on artificial intelligence safety in November. The summit will be held at the iconic Bletchley Park, which is one of the birthplaces of computer science. To be able to host an event of this global importance, Bletchley Park and the RSGB National Radio Centre will be closed to the public from Saturday the 28th of October to Friday the 3rd of November inclusive. If you have pre-booked a visit for during that time, Bletchley Park will contact you. For more information, see bletchleypark.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society annual rally will take place tomorrow, Monday the 28th of August. The venue will be Ernulf Academy, St Neots, postcode PE192SH. The gates open for traders at 7 a.m. and for the public at 9 a.m. The entrance fee will be £3 and free car parking will be available. The event will feature an RSGB book stall and bring and buy. For more information, email Malcolm, Mike0OscarLimaGolf via events@hunts-hams.co.uk or phone 01480 214 282. On Saturday the 2nd of September, the GQRP Club Convention, featuring its famous Buildathon, will take place at the Harper Adams University campus near Telford, Shropshire, postcode TF108NB. The following day, Sunday the 3rd of September, Telford Hamfest will take place at the same venue. Talking will be available on Sunday morning on 145.550MHz FM. Further details are available at gqrp.com/convention.htm and telfordhamfest.org.uk. If you have any questions, you can contact Martin, Golf 3 Uniform Kilo Victor on 01952 255416, or John, Mike Zero Juliet Zulu Hotel on 07824 737 716. Dartmoor Amateur Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 3rd of September. The venue will be Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, postcode PL206AL. There will be the usual bring and buy, traded stands and refreshments available. The doors will open at 10 a.m. and admission will be £2.50. Free parking will be available. For more information, email Roger via 2Echo0 Romeo Papa Hotel at gmail.com or phone 07854-088-882. Now the special event news. Papa Golf 100 November is the special call sign in use to celebrate the centenary at the lighthouse located at Norvig Anzi. Look out for activity until the 11th of September, especially during Open Monument Day on the 9th and 10th of September. QSL via the Bureau to Papa Alpha 7 Delta Alpha. Special call sign Lima X-ray 90 Romeo Tango Lima is active in celebration of the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first longwave broadcast. It is being used by various LX operators until the end of the 2023 year. Look for activity on the HF bands. QSOs are possible via SSB, CW, digital modes and satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to ClubLog, Logbook of the World and eQSL on a regular basis. See qrz.com for more information. Now the DX news. Franz Delta Juliet Zero Tango Papa will be active as Tango Kilo Delta Juliet Zero Tango Papa from the main island of Corsica at IOTA reference EU014 until the 3rd of September. QSL via his home call and logbook of the world. From the 1st to the 7th of September, Christo, Lima Zulu 3 Foxtrot November, and Thomas, Sierra Victor 2 Charlie Lima Juliet, will be QRV from Skyros Island, IOTA reference EU060 in Greece, as Sierra Victor 8 / their own call signs. They will be operating on the 80 to 2 meter bands using CW, SSB and digital modes. Now the contest news. Today the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 GHz contests runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the CQ-RTTY Ops contest is running from 1200 to 2359 UTC. Using RTTY only on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and the 4-digit year of your first license. The Worldwide Digi DX contest ends today at 1200 UTC. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of September. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is serial number and age. On Saturday the 2nd of September, the CW Ops CW Open will run from 0 hours to 2359 UTC using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number and name. IARU Region 1 SSB Field Day starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of September. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The 144 MHz trophy contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of September. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 3rd of September, the Worked All Britain 2 meter QRO phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using phone, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. On Sunday the 3rd of September, the 5th 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from the amateur radio station of Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Redland, Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by Golf 0 Kilo Yankee Alpha, Golf 3 Yankee Lima Alpha, and Golf 4 Bravo Alpha Oscar on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. Last week saw plenty of DX being worked thanks to quiet geomagnetic conditions and a seasonal change to a more autumnal ionosphere. Although we are still in August, there are signs that the ionosphere is moving away from its summer doldrums as its chemical composition changes to more monatomic species, which ionise more easily. Another bonus is that there has been a big reduction in the size and number of coronal holes on the Sun, which again leads to lower KP indices. Conditions should continue to improve as we move towards September and October. Last week the solar flux was in the 140s and 150s. The KP index never rose above 3, meaning the ionosphere was quite stable. The proton flux was also very low. Next week we have active regions 3413 and 3415 rotating to be more Earth-centric. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will rise to the 160s again, and the quiet geomagnetic conditions may continue with a predicted KP index of 2. So long as we don't get any solar flares or CMEs erupting from some spot groups 3413 or 3415, we could have a good week again for HF-DX. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. The current spell of unsettled weather looks likely to stay with us for most of next week. In fact, until around Friday, when there are signs of a ridge building in for the next weekend, although mainly for southern areas. This could be in time for some tropo over the weekend of the 144 MHz trophy contest. However, the models are a bit uncertain this far out, so keep a watch for changes during the week. The remaining mode in such unsettled weather is of course rain scatter, and most of the period until the end of the week should provide many opportunities. As we approach the close of the traditional sporadic E season, although it still can occur in any month, the activity levels are much reduced after the end of August and certainly tail off sharply after the first week in September. We are still getting the occasional flurry of activity for multi-hop paths on 10 metres to the far east and the States, so don't abandon it just yet. Remaining modes such as meteor scatter are still available via random meteor activity, and there are always chances of a higher KP index with its implications for aurora. Note that the autumn and spring months are typically a preferred time for aurora. This Saturday sees minimum moon declination with the moon not getting above 10 degrees elevation. it goes positive again next Friday, as the moon's perigee is on Wednesday. Path losses are at the lowest. 144 MHz sky noise is high this weekend, but falling to low levels by next Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website, including email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see the website OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. It is suitable for all radio enthusiasts, regardless of individual skill level. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See the website hrn.world. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is having a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Wednesday sees a net on 145.250 MHz from 7:30 p.m. For more information, email badarc@protonmail.com. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.400 MHz from 7 p.m. and on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. For more information, contact Sue via email to info@frars.co.uk. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has changed its venue. The club no longer meets at the Self-Help Enterprise 7 facility in Bristol. Until the club's new venue is ready, it will meet temporarily at the nearby Filton Community Centre, Elm Park, postcode BS347PS. For further details, contact Dave, Golf 7 Bravo Yankee November, on 075-33-933-831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club is currently holding its annual Field Day event. The event will run until tomorrow, Monday the 28th of August 2023, at the field behind Hook House, Berkeley, South Gloucestershire, postcode GL1390H. Guests and potential members are welcome to join in. For more details, visit the club's website via Tango Sierra Golf, AlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, Golf Whiskey Zero, Alpha November, Alpha. For more information, contact Steve, 2 Whiskey Zero, Victor Oscar Golf, on 07900-560-080. Cumbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Henley's Village Hall, postcode NP446JZ. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with an echo link connection via GB3YA-R, which are both owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz, CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split, from 7:30 p.m. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103 or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Robina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CF146EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. During the summer, the club also has a regular net on 2 metres SSB. For more information, email Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Next weekend, the Society will be active for the SSB Field Day from Llanycloud. Hope I've pronounced that correctly. For more information, go to the website golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-us. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebeland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode MP197HF. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and general chat. For more info, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by Sean, Golf 7 November Juliet X-Ray. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website rsgb.org, and the full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down by John, Golf 4, Tango, Romeo, November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, and have a good week from the GB2RS News team.